So, based on your Twitter account, it seems like you're a little bit excited about this pick.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited. You know, I mean, that's one of my best friends, and he's my roommate in college, and obviously my teammate in college, and now we're on the same NFL team, and stuff like this doesn't happen, you know, so it's pretty special, and I'm excited, selfishly for myself, you know, just because we have such a relationship, and then obviously for the team, just because I know he's going to do great things for us.
How much did you talk with Coach Zimmer or Rick leading up to this?
Neither of them. I didn't speak with either of them about Eric at all.
Did you think this was a possibility, though?
No, to be honest, not at all. I mean, there's, you know, 32 NFL teams, and, you know, where the odds are, he's our choice in the second round.
So what's he bring to the table as a player?
You know, he's very tough, you know, very typical player, so very smart, physical, hardworking, and he's a natural leader. You know, I think he's just going to do great things for us, and you know, I couldn't be happier.
Anthony, the Vikings have done a lot of this in the last few years, taking guys who have been college teammates. Is there anything that you think is a benefit to that, just having a guy that you've played with before that's going to be on your team now?
I mean, obviously we know each other, and we know each other's games, and you know, we're there to compliment one another. But I think off the field as well, just as much on the field, just as important. You know, we have somebody you can relate to and somebody that you can kind of lean on when times get rough, and especially being so far from home, you know, both of us, now that we have kind of a comfort zone, and you know, we'll be able to go out there and play at our best.
Hey, Anthony, the first two picks now have been defense for you guys. I mean, how much improvement do you think you can make from already a solid year that you guys had last year as a group?
I'm sorry, say that last part again.
Just how much improvement do you think can be made for this group with now two top picks, both on the defensive side?
Well, I think, you know, hopefully we'll get top five defense this season. You know, I think we ended up 14 or so last year. We gave up too many yards in the run game, and I think if we just continue to work and understand our scheme, and with the new addition to the team, the defense specifically, I really think we're going to be a very formidable defense.
Anthony, do you think he's NFL ready like you were?
Oh, absolutely. You know, spending 5 years at UCLA and maturing and growing up and just knowing what type of person he is and how hard he works and how serious he takes the game, how much he loves football, I definitely think he's NFL ready.
Who's faster?
That would be me.
Who's stronger?
Man, that's a close one. I am. What am I saying?
Right, good.
It's been a while since we talked to you. How are you feeling? I know that you had the knee injury at the end of last year. You doing all right?
Yeah, feeling good. You know, it's better to be back in Minnesota, and you know, everybody's working real hard during these workouts, and I think pretty much everyone's excited to be back, and like I said, working hard and getting ready for OTAs to start.
Thanks, Anthony.
Thanks, Anthony. Thank you, Anthony.
I appreciate it.
For a junior award, already front runner. Here we go.
You're making the early finish right now.